Joining us this week is Pastor Josh Hester from Vision Ministries. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
We're good. Let's get into the Word of God.
Awesome. Well, speaking of gifts, and I just love our holiday season, and I just heard the three wise prize guys were just in the studio a little bit ago, just kind of talking about spiritual gifts, and found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, and it says, "Each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace and in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." And so we're in a season of probably buying gifts and giving gifts, and it's just such a generous season. And there are gifts that the Lord wants to give us so that we could be better representations of Jesus here on this earth. And yesterday I talked about God gives us gifts for speaking and for serving. And if you want to find out about those spiritual gifts, you can find those in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and also Romans chapter 12. And today we're just going to just kind of discuss a little bit about the reason God equips us with his gifts. It's to glorify him and to build the body of Christ. So back in the 90s, I don't know if you guys remember this or not. See, I was an urban kid raised in the city, and there used to be a brand called FUBU. I don't know if you ever remember that. So the brand FUBU, it actually, what it means is that, and it's our urban brand meant for urban people, and so it means for us and by us, FUBU. Huh. And so you know, when I think of this brand, I think, there was a group of people that were urban. They made this brand specifically to tailor the urban culture and things like that. And so when I look at spiritual gifts, you know, they're from the Lord and they're used by the people of God. And so when you are walking in a spiritual gift or when you have a spiritual gift, it's for God's glory and it's by the Lord. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31, it says, you know, I look at it like this, because it says, "Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you in the most excellent way." So if the gifts of the Spirit are of God and they're in the Scriptures, then man, we should ask for them. We say, "Hey, Lord, would you fill me with these things that could be used to glorify your name?" Now, again, you know, we can get off balance and you know, chasing after the power of God. You know, we've heard the things, you know, chase the face of God and not the hand of God and things like that. But you know, I think in my life, when God has used me supernaturally, where there's been times where God has like given me wisdom, I know that's not of me, you know, and that's one of the gifts, wisdom. And I've had people say, "Man, that was just such an amazing, you know, man, you spoke with such wisdom." And I'm like, "Ha, let me just let you know." Because we know Josh Hester. Or there's times where, man, where I've prayed for somebody and the Lord healed them. And so it's not like, "Well, look at this guy. He's like, you know, a super apostle." No, man. The Lord did that to build our faith and for him to be glorified for a testimony of how good our God is. Or where the Lord has, you know, spoke through me in a prophetic way, and man, it just really ministered to somebody, and that, you know, and it's just like, "Whoa, he's a prophet now." No, he's not. He's, you know, the Lord spoke and used a prophetic word through Josh Hester, and it's his giftings. It's him using that, and it's to build your faith, to build my faith, and to know that he loves you and that, man, he's for you. And so when you're operating in these things, it's not so that you think of yourself and build your own ministry of your own name or this, that, and the other. No, it's for the Lord. It's for his glory, and it's by him. And so, you know, God, he gives us these gifts, and I look at it kind of like, as you know, when you have the parable of the talents, and you got some, man, they use those talents and they do it and they please the master with it. And then you got the one that buries the talent and he says, you know, "Away from me, depart from me." And I believe that the Lord has given us gifts. He's given us these resources from heaven for us to operate in a fashion that would bring glory to God, man, that there would be like without a shadow of a doubt that, man, God is real, that he's for you, that it was the Lord that intervened in that way. And man, I believe that the Lord wants to do that. You know, I think of in my own life, how many times, man, I've been discouraged. There's been times, man, where I was just down in the dumps, facing depression, facing discouragement. You know, there's been times I've wanted to throw in and throw the towel in and quit and things like that. And then somebody come and give me a word of exhortation, or somebody, I've had people like speak a prophetic word to me and just like, and just tears coming down my eyes knowing, wow, God, okay, you're for me. Lord, I got this. I can keep moving forward. And just how powerful that is, and just how amazing God is, and that he speaks to us in that kind of context. And so, friends, I just want to encourage us today that the Lord has gifts for us, and they're not just for us to showboat. They're not trophies. They're tools. I talked about that last week or yesterday about like having power tools, and they make the job easier. The Lord has supernatural giftings that he wants to release to us. And so I would pray that you would seek the scriptures and pray to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, if it's your will, man, use me in some of these ways. You know, fill me with wisdom. Fill me with words that are prophetic, that pierces hearts, that when I'm speaking the word of God, man, that it just really penetrates. I love what Paul says. It says, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith may not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Friends, that's one of my prayers. I pray all the time when I'm preaching, when I'm sharing with people, man, I don't want to just have words that sound good, but Lord, I want my words to be breathed by your breath, so that the words that I speak are your very words, so that people are encouraged and lives are changed. So I want to pray for our listeners today and just ask that God would speak to us, that he would encourage us. I believe that we have, just as I shared earlier, I believe that there are some listeners, even through this season, maybe you're dealing with the loss of family, maybe, you know, where joy and celebration happens, man, this is just a reminder of your loneliness or whatever. So I'd like to just pray for our listeners today, yep. Tommy. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for how amazing you are. And God, and this is a season where we celebrate the birth of our Savior. And God, we celebrate by giving and receiving gifts and the whole celebration of Christmas, the whole spirit of Christmas, the joy of Christmas. But God, I know that there are some listeners today, God, that this is just, it's just another day. God, perhaps they're reminded of the loss of a loved one during the season. God, perhaps they're reminded of things. God, this season isn't joy for them, but it actually, God, they feel lonely. So Father, we pray for our listeners today, those, God, in this season. God, would you, God, encourage them? God, I pray that you'd bring people around them that would speak words of life to them. Lord, I pray that, Lord, that God, there are people that are going through separations and things like that. God, that you, God, would just be with them. God, would you move in every situation? God, we ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Josh Hester in with us from Vision Ministries. And Pastor, tell us about Vision Ministries.
Yep. Vision Ministries is a church. We've been around the Toledo area for about 12 or 13 years. And I say 13 years because we met for a year in my house. But we celebrated 12 years as a ministry at Thanksgiving time. And so we've had our primary location, which has been in South Toledo, ministering to the urban community for, again, like I said, 12 years. And then we just launched another campus out in Waterville, and we'll be celebrating 2 years around Easter. So we're just trying to be salt and light to a world that is in need of hope. And it just seems like everybody, no matter where you are in your demographic, I mean, people are hurting everywhere. Families are hurting everywhere. And so we're just trying to be Jesus. And so we do that through various outreaches and different community things, trying to just reach people. So perhaps if they just want to, hey, man, I just want to find out more about the ministry, or I want to put a face to a voice that I hear on the radio, or you just want to find out more about our church or our church services or things like that, they can find out more information on our website, which is found at vision.today. And we just had our website updated, so it looks really good. So
you gotta check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Hey, Josh, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.